This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 101. Today, paraphrasing on IELTS and beyond.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Paraphrasing is a key skill to get your 7 or higher on the IELTS. In today's episode, find out when we paraphrase and why we paraphrase. Hey, Jessica, how you doing today? What's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, I am well. But not as well as you, who are on a beach vacation.
I am on the beach. I've got sand in my toes, as Dido says, right?
Oh, that's so awesome. I think one of my short-term goals this month, I'm going to get out to the beach with James.
You absolutely should. The Portland coast, the Oregon coast is unbelievable.
It's beautiful. And there are so many beaches and just huge, like tons of tide pools to explore. Oh, it's awesome. It's a little boy's dream, like jumping in all those tide pools. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You're lucky. I mean, I love the West Coast. I think it's gorgeous, like the dramatic cliffs, especially in Oregon. Yeah. You know, the further up you go up the coast, further up north from California, it just gets more and more dramatic and breathtaking. And you've got to get out there.
I know. I will. Now that I could walk a little bit more, I could probably walk, I'd say like a quarter of a mile. I could get from the car to the beach.
Working the way out. We're going to be monitoring your progress here because we all know that it's been a struggle with the knee. And we know you have this goal of this triathlon, right? Jessica, that you're thinking about running a triathlon.
It is definitely going to happen. I can already practice the biking, so that's one thing. Awesome. And then next is the swimming, and then maybe in a month I could try to run.
Yes. Well, we're gonna check in for updates on that as we go along here. I like it. It's good to have a goal. And we know our listeners also are kind of pushing for you, pulling for you, because they have their own goal of the IELTS, right? I mean, that's really what it's all about, is setting these goals and working towards them.
And, you know, like, creating not just having this huge goal, like I'm going to get a 7 on IELTS, but you need to break it down into smaller goals. Like this month, I'm going to improve my listening. Then next month, I'm going to take a reading practice test, you know? Yes. Like you need the smaller goals. So we have some listeners that are thinking about very, very specific goals in IELTS. And we had someone write in about paraphrasing, because that's something that they're graded on, but I don't think, and the listener also doesn't think, that many people understand what that is.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So let's take today's episode, Jessica, to answer that question. What is paraphrasing, and how and when do we do it, both on the IELTS and also in our everyday lives and our academic lives once we get to university, right?
I like this question because it connects this IELTS skill with, you know, everyday life. So I like the way that this person wrote the question. Absolutely. Yeah. So paraphrasing is when you use different words to express an idea. It could be summarizing. It could be just trying to say something in a different way. So you're using different vocabulary to express an idea.
Right. I think it's something that teachers do a lot, right? We do that as teachers, that we're able to kind of twist and turn and explain things in different ways. And it's a really good skill to have when you're trying to move to that advanced level as an English speaker, to be flexible with your language.
Well, I mean, shoot, you need it at the beginning too, right? Because you have all these ideas in your first language in your head. And I think we could consider translating as a sort of paraphrase, don't you think? Because like,
I think so.
You're trying to express an idea using different vocabulary. So trying to like reach to these like simple ways, or, you know, just any way to make yourself understood. So, you know, at any stage, whether it's like first language, second language, everyday life, university. Mm-hmm. I think we're always paraphrasing.
I think you're right. So when do we do this? When do we use paraphrasing in our everyday lives specifically? What are some examples of just in daily life, Jessica?
Yeah. So like if you see a friend on Monday or a workmate, you know, on Monday and they're like, hey, how was your weekend? Then maybe you're gonna summarize your whole weekend into like three sentences, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the person is like, oh, was that fun? And then maybe you repeat it again in a different way, right?
So, I like that. Talking about an experience, right? Experience
exactly.
that we've had.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Like if you saw a movie, then you're going to paraphrase that story in like a short way. If you, you know, there's a lot of ways we retell stories.
Right, exactly.
If you listen to this episode as soon as it comes out, you may still be able to take advantage of our special bonus offer for our 100th episode. Go to allearsenglish.com/POWER to get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. And if you get into the course, you'll get a special pronunciation video that'll show you how to push your speaking score up using pronunciation skills. Go to allearsenglish.com/POWER. Before this bonus runs out. See you there.
And what else? So when we're something that we've read, for example, like I'm, you know, reading some things in the newspaper this morning, there's a big issue going on right now in the news with policemen or police women and policemen being asked to put cameras. Have you heard about that,
right,
Jessica?
Yeah. What?
That's really interesting.
Well, I don't want to get into a political debate, but I just think anything that keeps everyone safe is fine with me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm all for public safety. That's where my vote is going to go.
Absolutely. But like anything else in this country, whenever it's an issue of personal rights or something impeding on our personal rights, people will get all up in arms, right?
We'll
always have two sides of the debate.
Always. And, you know, I can always like see, I think part of being a teacher also is like being able to understand where people are coming from, that sort of empathy thing. And that's why we can paraphrase so easily, right? Because we can tell you don't understand. So we say things in different ways. But by that, in that way, like I could understand where the other side is coming from too, but I'm still like, oh, just stop. Like
we've had a lot of things in the news lately about unfortunately violence coming from police officers towards citizens, right?
Exactly.
And that's why this debate has come up and this idea. So it's something that's on our minds.
This is a fascinating part of, I'm going to say, American culture, the sort of history of the interaction between the different races and, you know, policemen and authority. So students, do some research, talk about this in speaking part three and writing task two.
This would be gold.
A lot in the news right now. Totally. Okay. So like Lindsay and I just paraphrased a whole bunch of stuff there.
Exactly. It's, you know, just to put it in simple terms, it's just talking about what you've seen, what you've read, right? So paraphrase is a fancy term, but guys, don't get all intimidated by the fancy term. It's just reporting what you've seen or what you've heard.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's like sort of like summarizing and rephrasing, but also in university, this is a huge academic skill. So I think the first thing that comes to my mind is like if you're sitting in class and you're listening to a professor, you're not going to write down what they say word for word. That's impossible. You're going to paraphrase. You're going to use your own words to take notes on what the professor is saying. So that is a huge skill that you need to practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's really important. And we've talked a little bit about note taking. Luckily, we don't do a lot of note taking on the IELTS itself, which is good.
Right.
But note taking, once we pass the IELTS and we get into university, we're going to need those skills of note taking.
When else in university do you use those skills?
That's a good question. Of like, paraphrasing or note taking?
Paraphrasing.
Well, I would say that if a friend missed a lecture and a friend asked me what was covered in that lecture, I might paraphrase what I learned in that class.
Yeah, totally. You know? Totally. Mm-hmm. And then also when you're writing research, you can't look like when you're writing a research paper, you can't look at a book and write it down word for word, or else your whole paper has to be in quotes. So you look at what somebody says and then you paraphrase, you use your own words to talk about someone else's idea. So paraphrasing is essential. So where does this help us in IELTS? Well,
good question.
let's get to the IELTS part. So like in writing, okay? Part of getting a 7 or higher is not repeating yourself. So you can't use the same vocabulary all the time. So for example, in task one or task two, okay, if the topic is school, okay, you can't just say school, 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 school. And like in your whole essay, you have to say school, university, college, higher education, tertiary education, subsequent high school training. Like you need all of these paraphrases for one idea. And absolutely. Also, like you can't look at the question and use all that vocabulary and like copy the question. If you do, the examiner has to cross out those words and not count them as part of your essay.
So this is a really key piece to get that higher score in terms of vocabulary. Yeah. Absolutely.
Totally. Wow. And then in speaking also, right? Because again, you can't just say the same word again and again. So part of getting a good vocabulary grade is showing your flexibility, which is ability to paraphrase, and your range of vocabulary. So knowing three different ways to say one thing, right? That's how we hit that 7 or higher. So yeah, like paraphrasing is essential.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if we've talked about this yet, but I wonder if it would be an interesting strategy to go ahead and paraphrase what the examiner says to us in terms of a question so that we have time to reflect on our answer.
That's what a great idea. That's a great idea. Because if a student does that right away, then I can already see their vocabulary skills. I can see their paraphrasing skills right away. So in my mind, the vocabulary score is going up like immediately. Oh, yeah. However, like if a student just repeats what I say, I think, oh gosh, like you don't have enough vocabulary to like talk about your own ideas.
So, yeah, I think we should do an episode on that, Jessica, as a strategy, as a skill, as a way to increase our score idea. Just kind of spitting the question back, but in different words to really start off on the right foot answering that question, especially a part three question, right, Jessica? Just sort of being strong and showing right off the bat that you have those skills. You understand what the examiner just asked and you're going to bring it right back to them.
Exactly. Yeah. Even in part one, that would be fine. Mm-hmm. And part two, all the whole test, that would be good. Lindsay, I think you just discovered like a brand new IELTS strategy. This is historical.
The secret. Let's mark the date and the time to the second.
From here on out, this date shall be known as Lindsay IELTS Strategy Day. No.
I love it. We'll get back to that for sure. But the important thing to know is that we use paraphrasing everywhere. Don't be intimidated by it. It's a big fancy word, but you guys already do it in your own language, and there's no reason why at your level you can't do it in English too.
And this is an easy thing to practice. All you have to do is look at a sentence in a newspaper or a magazine and then try and rewrite it in your own words. I mean, that is it. Like, that is all you have to. Yeah. And then when that gets, you know, kind of easy, then you could try it in just a spoken way. Just say your answer out loud instead of writing it down. So you have to think more quickly. I mean, this is so easy to practice.
Yeah, that's right. And in other episodes, Jessica, we've talked about creating this culture of thinking. And I really like to come back to this because, you know, if you're surrounding yourself with people who like to talk about what they see in the news, talk about ideas and concepts, you're going to get better and better at paraphrasing because you're able to take what you read. Yeah, like we just did about the police cameras, right?
True. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, I've heard we've been flooded in the media, radio, TV news, newspaper with stories about this. And if I could take all of that exposure I've had and then summarize it in a couple sentences, I mean, that's, you know, that's the beginning of an interesting conversation. I like that. You're showing you know, what you've done with your time. Like, you're interested in what's happening in the world. So
yeah, I like that. Ooh, and you'll be well on your way to your 7 on the IELTS. I love it.
Yeah. If you could bring up an issue like what we're talking about, police brutality and cameras and privacy concerns, if you could bring up any of that stuff on IELTS, the examiner is going to be so impressed with you.
The examiner hits her head. His or her hair is just going to fly back. Wow. Yeah, totally. I can't believe it.
Steam will come out of their ears. It's going to be crazy.
That's awesome. So if you guys have specific questions about if you want us to go into more depth on this topic, let us know. Send me an email at lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we can go into more specific techniques on how to paraphrase. But I think, Jessica, today we've just talked about the general, why we would paraphrase and how we can, why we should do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and connecting it to real life. So yeah, totally. We'll definitely get more deeply into this at another time. So any more questions, guys, let us know.
Awesome. Very cool. This is a good one. Super useful episode. We'll wrap it up for today.
I'm really excited. And we have a brand new strategy. I'm so stoked.
I like it. I'm excited to talk about that one. Let's do it. All right. See you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.